Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honourable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the Master to use for every good work. Here Paul is describing the church. It's made up of very different people who have a wide variety of roles. Paul's concern was that Timothy should live in a state of constant readiness for whatever God wanted him to do. But this would only be possible if he kept himself pure. Paul had his eyes wide open to the challenges that Timothy would face as a young leader in a non-Christian and largely anti-Christian society. He knew that Timothy would be tempted each day to compromise and to slip back into his old ways. Paul would say exactly the same to leaders today. Our society is driven by a lust for money, sex, and power in just the same way as Roman society was. It's expressed in completely different ways, but the challenge to keep pure is as vital today as it was then. The devil does an amazing job at making purity sound dull and joyless, because the truth is the exact opposite. Purity is the route to living life to the full. Paul was eager that Timothy shouldn't settle for anything less than the best. Paul's prime desire for Timothy was that he should always be ready to do what the Lord wanted him to, and I've no doubt that this is our greatest desire too. We want our lives to count for something. We want to do things that will be a lasting blessing. To use Paul's language, we want to be like a household utensil that's ready to be used. We need to work hard to ensure each day that we stay clean in a polluted society which will try every day to make us mucky. So let me ask you the crucial question. What do you do each day to help you to stay clean? And now let's pray together. Lord God, help us to live so close to you that we'll always be available for you to use. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Nicole hosts Easter every year. That's why she shops at BJ's Wholesale Club, stocking up on spiral ham, baked goods, fresh flowers, candy, and 5 dozen eggs.
I've got a lot of baskets to fill.
Nicole's not worried because she knows she can save big and get it all done in one trip.
It's like winning the Easter egg hunt.
When you save, everyone wins. Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 in one transaction, now through April 5th. Visit BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's, your Easter destination.